You defend my family or die.
Eu quero um movie. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the best podcast in the land. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Neighborhood Watch BW. And we have a special one today. We have a special one today. The first of its kind on our show. Voiceover artist Tefo Moeti. How are you doing, Tefo?
I'm doing well, Tepo.
Hey, I'm going to hear your voice. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it so much. As usual, I'm not alone. I've got my guys here. Nephew and Nicole.
What's up?
Usual suspects. We got Tapelo behind the camera.
Do like this. Hello. How are you?
Okay, let me do mine. Hi.
Almost.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, so before we begin, they were telling me that there's a voice that you do, or voices that you do. Do you mind?
It depends on what the client wants. Usually I do ads.
You do ads?
Yeah, usually I do ads. The client comes to me, has a product he wants to sell.
Yeah.
I usually go like, do you have this kind of problem? Well, look no further because we're the company for you. And then sometimes I move on to documentaries where it's more serious, you know. It's stuff like, this is stories of hope. You know, things like that.
Shit, that's so cool. You know, hey, you remind me of Sir David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Oh, I love his documentaries. Yeah. The way he narrates.
Yeah.
I remember I watched a documentary. It was about the ice melting in the north and south and stuff like that.
He was a great inspiration for me.
For real?
Yeah, he
okay,
was.
Wait. Before, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. So, obviously, I feel like people know what voice over artistry is. Is that proper? Did I say it right?
Yeah, voiceover. Yeah. Voiceover artistry, voiceover acting.
Yeah, voiceover acting is, but can you like tell us in very few words what it actually is?
Voiceover is the voice on screen without the face. Okay, you have the narrator, you have your voiceover ads, these things that people sell you on radio.
Yeah,
there's no face to them. It's the voice that you hear. That's the art of voiceover. Of course, it's also, most of us know it from our childhood days.
Yeah.
From cartoons. Mm. You know, you have your cartoons and then there's this voice that, it's blended onto that character. It's recorded separately.
Yeah.
And then blended onto the character. That's voiceover acting. And then voice, narration and ads, that's a different kind of voiceover. It's called voiceover artistry.
Yeah,
that's the difference between them.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because for most of us, I take that our first experience with voiceover acting or actors is when we were kids and stuff like we just didn't know what this thing is.
Yeah.
So I want to know for you, how did you get into it?
I started doing impressions. As do most voiceover artists. I started doing impressions as early as I probably knew how to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandmother had this uncanny ability of, she was a great conversationalist.
Yeah.
Now, what set her apart from every other conversationalist was the way she talked. She instead of describing stuff to you, she'd do voices for you. And that was very interesting.
That's dope.
And it's something that I picked up. I do voices for people. Also, I'm from Mau.
Yeah.
And as you will know,
Kumji.
Yeah. So I switch between that accent when I'm home and the average accent when I'm in the city.
Yeah.
So I do impressions of people. And it's something that I grew up with. People seem to really like that.
Yeah.
Can you do one impression for us?
He's
Mandela.
Wait, everybody, tell us Mandela. Who can you do and we want to pick from that.
Hey,
who can you do?
Just list down the people that you can do.
Man, that's a tough one. Right away?
Maybe three.
Okay, give us a choice between two. Just give us
a choice. This guy. Do you guys know Castle? The show Castle.
Castle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it a Castle?
What kind of a show is it?
It's a. You don't know Castle. There's this one character in Castle. His name is Vulcan Simmons. He was a drug lord in the show. And he had this very...
Is it like a cop and a partner and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The partner is a novelist.
Yeah.
And what happened is in the show, there's a killer who copies his writings.
Yeah.
So the police enlist the help of the novelist to solve the crimes.
So you can do him. You can do him.
No. There's one character in there that I really, really love. Okay. His name is Vulcan Simmons.
All right.
Yeah, he plays a ruthless drug lord.
Okay.
So the
character.
let me build up to it. There's a character. The main character walks up to him. They're supposed to meet him, and he's just finished torturing somebody, pulling out his teeth, and he's wiping blood off of his hands. He was like, "Oh, I apologize for the delay. I had to resolve a business meeting."
Hey, that is so dope, dog. Oh man. Yeah. Okay. All right, wow. So you are telling us that you started with impressions, and this was from talking to your grandmother. This, you grew up in my womb?
No, I grew up mostly here.
Mostly
I
here.
I did spend quite a bit of time in Maung, but I grew up mostly here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's when whole impression started.
To entertain people and also to blend in, I had to look at what kind of setting I'm in. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to my ears. So I had to code switch a bit.
Code switch. Okay. Yeah. So at what point does it become... for you, okay, like, I want to do this now. Like, I want to be a voiceover actor.
I didn't have that moment where I'm like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Everybody kept saying to me, you know, you should really try this out. I never thought that it could be something I could take seriously.
Yeah.
You didn't,
in the sense of the word, making a living out of something.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I had one friend, childhood friend, who came up with me, who, her name was Serena. Her name is Serena. Don't know if nephew knows her.
That's a homie right there.
Yeah. She I grew up with her, and while she was at Limco, she got me my first gig. It wasn't paid, of course, but she's the person who actually got me in front of the microphone.
Yeah.
To do it for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was an ad. I was supposed to do an old man. I was 22 at the time.
Wow.
And I was supposed to do an old man for that. And I got very positive feedback. I got very positive feedback for that. And that's when I kind of thought, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, this is what
Let me try and see if I can. I did my research. Apparently, you need to do a demo, have some kind of social media presence. And that's where nephew comes into the picture.
Yeah.
Because nephew gave me the opportunity to make my first demo.
Hey, shout out, Nef. Hey.
Bang Kai.
Come on now. So, wait, what did Serena see to say, come try this?
I'd grown up with her, and I kept doing impressions for her.
Uh-huh.
And she's like all my other friends, she said, you should really try this. But the difference between her and them was that she created the opportunity for me to try it. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Serena.
That's dope. Shout out to Serena.
Shout out to Serena. All right. So you said that your first gig, it wasn't a paying gig.
I remember my first paying gig. First paying gig, I did it at Nef Studio. I brought this guy. He was supposed to do an advert for a gym.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
He started hitting on Nicole after that.
Which one is that one? Oh, that. Ah, wow.
Wait, you know him?
I met him. I met him at the studio. He's a pastor.
Oh my word. Yeah, so it was my first paying gig. I got paid like $300 for that. But it was the first ever job that I'd done that I got paid for.
Mm-hmm. So I want to know.
Yeah.
Ochajayang, how do you arrive at the 300 pula? How does it work? Like, how do you charge for your voice? I want to know.
Well, at the time, that seemed to be the market price.
Yeah.
For every sort of Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah.
Who had a good voice.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
If because there is no institution that, you know, a voice artist come out of and say,
yeah,
okay, there's no union. There's no such
there's
thing.
Nothing like
what that. Happens is they usually pick somebody they think has a good voice and they put them in front of a microphone and they give them what they feel they deserve. So at the time, the market price was apparently about 300 pula. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so.
What are some of the clients that you've worked with?
Since then?
Drop some names there for us.
I've done Pula Medical. This is years since. But I've done Pula Medical Aid.
Mm-hmm.
I've done BIC, Botswana Insurance Company.
Mm-hmm.
I have done Botswana Tourism.
Ooh.
I
think I've heard your voice. I feel like Botswana Tourism. I feel like I've heard it.
Yeah, I've done Bofine. I've done a lot of ads for companies.
That's dope.
Okay, I want to know.
Yeah.
Out of all those brands you've worked with, which one paid the most and how much?
Well, it's not like that. I have a rate card. I've since gotten a rate card. I've had to improve. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to answer it like this.
Okay.
I've realized that when I started out, there were a lot of people like myself. So it made it very difficult for me to consider it something sustainable. I had to do more than just bring my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, you know, craft an image for myself. I had to do the work in developing my craft and also the business side of things as well. So I had to come up with a rate card. So my the thing with the rate card is that every single client that I get, I don't charge based on who's soliciting my service.
Yeah.
I always reference
there's
the rate card.
There's a standard.
There's a standard.
Yeah.
So if I was to answer who has paid the most of all of those, it would have to be the person who's engaged me the most.
Okay.
And that would have to have been Bofinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How nice. Much? 10?
I 20? I can't say.
30?
Nah, not 40? Not that far.
Oh, not that
far. No.
10? 15?
Okay, how many ads have you done for them?
I'm a billionaire.
He says he can't say.
I want a ballpark here, you know, ballpark.
Okay, you want to, like, 15, around way.
20.
Around way, exactly.
Well, if you're, for the bigger numbers, it was for the documentaries.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the documentaries that I've done. I've done one for Health Chat. I've done one for Stories of Hope. Stories of Hope was, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, 20K.
Nice.
This is all like one time.
No, but it was 12 episodes.
Oh, it was cumulative.
Yeah, 12
okay,
episodes.
All right.
Health Chat as well. Which one else? Yeah, so both of those and one for Botswana Tourism. Yeah, it ranged between 15 and 20K.
Oh, okay.
I hear you say you had to develop your skills.
Yes.
So what is it that you had to develop? Like, what makes you a good voiceover actor, artist?
Right. So,
like, what
question.
Do you have to work on?
Yeah. I used to think that it was enough just to have a good voice. But it turns out that's not the case. You may have a client who wants you to, because I've had clients who I just speak into the microphone because I'm of the idea that they love my voice. Speaking to the microphone, I'd have a client who'd tell me, could you do this more with your voice? Could you, yeah, no, that's nice, but could we try this instead? So I had to develop that kind of flexibility with my voice, for one. The other thing is that I also had to learn mic, in which you helped me with, mic techniques as well. I had to be able to do, I also had to be able to take directions. Because I'd have one idea of how to do something, but, you know, the client could have something entirely different and I'd have to understand them on the spot when they ask for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you always have to understand what the client once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that you can accommodate what they really are asking for.
Yeah.
Have you ever had clients ask you for things that are just absurd or difficult?
Absurd or difficult? I've had a client who once asked me to do an African accent.
Hey.
I do not have any Africana friends. I do not watch Africana soapies. So I had to.
Who's your Mr. Bones?
Yeah, man.
No, Mr. Bones sounds black, man.
Nah, but I mean,
Mr. Bones, and I like, he's just.
Fat one, go down. No, come on.
Like, that's too black.
He sounds black.
That's for us.
So I had to.
Accents are not your forte.
Like certain types of accents. No, I can do accents. I just need to have a sort of a template before I can do an accent.
Let me go a bit deeper. How was it with the Tokyo people? You had to do voiceovers for the Tokyo people. How did you do that? The animation.
Oh yeah, the anime.
Yeah.
Well, it was an English version of the anime. So I just needed to have a clean English accent. But accents, I can do accents.
How many can you do?
Like, let me think.
Maybe just do a little for us.
All right. There's the one that I used to do with my friend Leruri. It's the Jamaican accent. You know, Jamaican. You got to sound Jamaican, man. You know, it's Irie, right? Come on. There's the.
Can you do an Irish accent?
Well, it depends what you mean by Irish, because there's different parts of Ireland. Which Irish accent would you be talking about?
I also know in England, that different parts of England, they have different accents. Like someone from Newcastle has a different accent to someone who's from Liverpool or Manchester.
Yeah, but I've never done the work in, that is true, that is very true, but I've never actually done the work in differentiating or learning the different dialects. I just know the stereotypical, you know, British posh accent, you know?
You want some more?
What? More like, put a cat on, let's have some tea and biscuits. Maybe a slice of cake.
You know, Okara, you know Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be in Peaky Blinders. Honestly. Ish. All right, I want to track back a bit. So, is there anything special that you do in terms of like taking care of your voice?
Oh man, yeah. I've heard people say that there's rituals that they do. There's stuff that they don't drink. Nah, I've never. Nah.
I want to hell out room, man. Sometimes kind of like the same as asking, like you see how singers, you'll be told if you smoke too much, your voice is going to change. Some people it does change, and then some people it does not.
Well, I think that it depends on. That is true, but then there's some artists who have used that to their advantage, like the late Leonard Cohen. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yeah. His voice got very raspy as he got older because of all the smoking.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that his music became richer the older he got.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's like wine.
It's like wine. Yeah. It gets better with age.
Yeah.
You must have been an old guy.
And then there are those who I don't know if there's any truth to that, to be honest. I can't think of anybody whose voice got worsened by smoking. You know Adele is an incredible singer.
Uh-huh.
She smokes. I don't know if she quit, but when she came into the scene,
she was a heavy smoker,
but she was a very good singer as well. Mm-hmm. There's who else do I know that smokes and sings?
Rihanna. So basically, smokes. When people say I have to do special things,
Zahara smokes as well.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any sort of truth to that.
So it's bullshit.
That's why I'm saying.
Know.
Like it depends on who you are. It's the same as, like, for example, you see Corona. Some people get symptoms and some get sick, but like some get symptoms but they don't even get sick.
The vaccine.
They react to it. Some are just okay. So it depends on your body.
I'm not telling any wannabe singers to go smoke.
Yeah.
But my sister does. She's a singer. She's a singer / actress. She has a thing that she does. She doesn't have any milk before she records because her voice gets phlegmy. I don't know. I can't relate. I don't see.
Okay, so what I've gathered is you're self-taught. Mm. And you mentioned that, Mobotson, we don't have a place whereby people are trained to do voiceover
like
acting.
Like a union.
And things like that.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this? And what are some of the things that you've noticed and you feel like we can do better?
I first came into voiceover in 2014.
Okay.
So that makes it... Seven years. Wow, years fly. of course, for it's the same as every artist. We'd like to be taken a little more seriously, I guess, especially where pay is concerned, because I'm not approached by companies.
Yes,
the companies that I do voiceover for, I'm approached by media, the PR companies. And you know, you'd like for them to, because they ask you, well, how much would you be willing to do for this?
Yeah.
And you give them a price, they can either take you or leave you. And the thing about marketing is that it's a very, very, it's got a huge budget. You would like to be told how much of that budget went into the video that you will be voicing.
Yeah.
They keep these things under wraps. Usually it's huge untold sums of money and you get a very small chunk of that, whereas you're going to bolster this product, you're going to bolster the value of this product. This thing is going to be played on air for God knows how long, to whom, in God knows how many people out there. So you'd like for people to take you a little more seriously where pay is concerned. That's obviously the first thing.
Have you ever worked with an agency?
Have I ever?
Worked with an agency.
That's the problem. I won't mention which, but I have approached an agency here. And I have a very strong impression that they don't have the artist's interests
at heart.
So because it's one of the first places I went when I started out. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the numbers and I thought to myself, I'm sorry, but no thanks.
Because it makes sense when you say your voice is being used. Because with artists, musicians, they get royalties for having that voice on a song.
Yeah.
But you don't get any royalties.
No, you don't get any. You don't get any royalties.
Many years and whatnot. So I understand.
It's one of the reasons why greats like. You know, do you know Dig Nash?
Yeah.
You know Dig Nash?
Yeah, everybody does.
It's one of the reasons why I would guess he doesn't do it as much, because he did it so well. You would think that he was set for life. He's carved this niche. He's made this industry for himself.
Yeah, he's one of the first.
Yeah, he was one of best. He was one of my heroes, and I don't think that. They took him seriously. They took his craft seriously. And look, it's been 10, 15 years since.
Yeah.
And it's still the same as it was back then.
Okay, so why do you think that is, that Mozart, we don't take serious people like Dig Nash and yourself as well, you know, and any other person who does any other artistic
endeavor? I think we're living in we're trying to eke out a living with an industry that's not taken seriously as an industry to begin with, you know? They don't say, for instance, if they come over and they say, we'd like to do an ad for this company, The best way I think that would work is if you attached a voice to that company to give it a presence, a unique presence. No, they don't. Just like a logo. The second they hear it on the voice in the radio, they know it's this company. That isn't the case. They give somebody a script. They say, "Whoa, we're looking for this type of voice." And it's a once-off thing. I have actually tried to approach a couple of companies and to say to them, "Hey, listen, why don't we do this? Where I'd like to be the voice of your company. No, my voice would not be heard attached to any other brand." Companies don't want that kind of commitment. They don't see the value
in it
at all. And that's a shame, if you ask me. It's a serious shame.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of education that needs to go into marketing wings of companies about that aspect of advertising.
And you would think the advertising agencies would be the ones to advise companies to go in that direction, but they just want to pocket. And
there is too much greed involved in advertising. Advertising here, I am convinced. I haven't been showed the numbers, but you know, it's talks in corners where you're told, "Well, kind of this was the budget for that advert." Most of the money was pocketed by certain individuals before it actually made it to the product. Yeah.
Hi.
It's such a shame because before we started shooting this, we were talking earlier about the movie you were telling me about that they didn't have a budget for the sound.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and I think that, like you're saying, the elements of greed to it, they felt that, okay, sound is not something important enough for us to take into consideration. Yeah. But like we're talking, sound, it puts you in an atmosphere.
Sound needs to be respected. That's my idea. Honestly, sound needs to be respected because it's you go to go to the cinema, go to the New Capitol. The countdown never gets old before the film starts. You know, Dolby Digital realized that sound is an experience in and of itself, apart from the film, that has to be taken seriously. And it's you see it in our productions here. When you watch a film, they could have the best cameras, best equipment, but you can't watch past 5 minutes because you can't even hear what the guys are saying, or the echoes. Botswana. It's so irritating. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Ish.
Brand, yeah, that's the main.
We can therefore
always complaining.
How Billy?
Can't you irang? Ish dog. Oh man. Hey, you know your when I'm listening to you speak, you sound like a dictionary. Yeah, cause it's so ish. It's proper. Hey, eloquent. Ish.
I credit that to my dad. He used to beat the English language into my head. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
So growing up, he used to encourage me to read a lot. It used to make me listen to debates on BBC.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And little did I know that actually being able to read and talk well could work for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what attributes to it? Being a good reader, being a good listener, or what do you think are those things that make you a good voice?
It's like you said, man. I think that's there's a duality to it. Being able to read and listen, because you're given a script, and you know you don't just read it like, you know, you're reading it to yourself. You're reading it, but you have it in your mind that read this in a way that somebody would be interested in listening to you read, rather than reading it for themselves.
Yeah,
that's the first thing. So you have to be careful when you go over the text. You have to make sure that it sounds like, you know, you feel good that you're being paid to do this. The listening aspect, you're going to be told, people come in with ideas, the creators come in with ideas of how they would like you to sound. So you have to be able to understand clearly what they're saying and work it into the product.
Do you like the sound of your voice?
No.
Everybody doesn't.
Yeah. Voice note.
No, I.
He also sound sexy.
Nephew, you would know because I, you know, he has to tell me it's enough because I usually do a lot of voiceovers at his studio.
Yeah.
And he'd play them back for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me go do it again. It has to be him who has to literally kick me out and say, no, it's enough. It's all right.
Okay. I want to know, paint a picture of if you have a client approach you or, okay, this is what I want you to do. What's the process like from beginning to end?
Most of the people that I work with are people that I've worked with for some time now.
Okay.
So we have a sort of understanding of each other. What normally happens is they'd call me up. Hey, I have this job for you. It's a quick one. It's either something 30 seconds, a minute, or it's a commitment to 10, 11, 12 episodes. Excuse me. So what happens is we meet, they tell me about it, I'd get a script, work on how I could best attack it, how I could best read it, and I do have a little record myself on my phone, but occasionally, just so I could send it to the client and see if that's something they want when we get to the studio. But most times, no, I just get the script and I go to the studio and see what happens.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That's dope. So I want to know, how far has your work reached?
How far has my work reached? I would like to think that it's reached most of Southern Africa, like with Stories of Hope.
Yeah.
It was a documentary I did in 2017. Yeah, 2017.
Okay.
And it was shown on... I was shown on MultiChoice, BTV.
Yeah.
But I understand that I wasn't in charge of the social media. I wasn't aware of the social media activity. But I was told that they got feedback from places like Zambia, places like Zimbabwe, talking about how much they loved the show. So I guess it reached farther than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been doing this for 7 years now.
Yeah.
At this point in your career, do you feel like you're where were you envisioned when you began? You envisioned that you would be right now.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that I listen to myself now.
Yeah.
In some of the things that I do, and I can tell, I can notice the growth from back then.
Yeah.
It used to be so bad when I was starting out that, and it's a process that we all have to undertake.
Yeah.
I used to knock on doors, literally knock on doors. Hey, I do voiceovers. I'd like to do voiceovers for your company or radio stations. Hey, are you guys looking for a voiceover artist?
Yeah.
Is this something I'd like to do for you guys? And I'd be turned away.
Ish.
Once in a while, I get a call. Hey, I heard you do voiceovers. But now that's not the case. Now I people call me.
They call you now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you say there's competition in bots?
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
There's lots of competition. There are a lot more players than when I started out. I realize that the artists themselves are starting to, because these are people from different other spheres of life. Some are radio presenters, some are actors, some are singers, some are poets. All of these people are now gravitating towards voiceover. They're kind of flooding the market because there's not much demand for it. But I relish the interest that they're taking. I love that people are taking it more seriously. Maybe if they take it more seriously, that means the people that solicit the services will take it more seriously.
Do you watch movie trailers?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I used to.
I've noticed in the past few years, a lot of movie trailers are using less voiceover artists.
Yeah.
They just rely on the sound effects and the dialogue in the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think the art of voiceover is going to die based on the trailers not using them, or is always going to be a use?
I think that the trade is evolving, voiceover. It's as the landscape changes, it's figuring out where it's welcome and where it's outstayed its welcome. With trailers, you know, we're interested in the big loud music.
Yeah.
You know, the little dialogue between them, the characters, to for you to guess what's going to happen. But we see emerging platforms that are welcoming voiceover, like podcasts, like presentations, recorded presentations. So I do think that voiceover is here to stay. It may change. Where it's welcome may change from time to time, but I don't fear that it'll disappear anytime soon.
All right. Yeah. I want to track back to Dick Nash. You said that he is your hero.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about that. How did he influence you?
Man, when I was young, my mom would take me. I just finished school, and my mom would drive me to practice for karate or tennis.
Yeah,
they had me do all kinds of sports, and what he had time, it was actually to lose weight. So on the drive there, we would get stuck in traffic, and we wouldn't even notice the traffic because we were always looking forward to his prank calls.
Yeah.
We loved those. Every single time he'd come up with something fresh and we would die in traffic. It was crazy. I loved him. I loved him for that.
Yeah. And then
he made the traffic bearable.
Oh, you listened to the CD or
No. On Gabs FM, he had little segments. Yeah.
Have you heard his CD?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard his CD.
Apparently, it's on YouTube. Some of them on YouTube. Yeah,
the prank calls.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, some of them are YouTube.
Available.
Yeah.
So they compiled them and they put them.
It
not
was
all
a
of,
CD.
Not all of them.
Hey.
Some. Yeah. Some.
What?
What? Now that's like.
That's gold.
Yes.
You don't even know your own hero.
Wow.
Do you have other heroes in the, like you mentioned? What is his name? But again, among who? The guy who
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
Yeah. The David Attenborough. Morgan Freeman is one.
Ah, yes. Eish,
Morgan
I love
Freeman.
It.
Everybody. Yeah. And his voice gets better with age. I've noticed. James Earl Jones.
Oh,
ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, James.
I am your father.
We can rule the galaxy as father.
Oh, I love Star Wars. Oh.
Peter Cullen. Not many people know Peter Cullen, but he is the you know the Transformers films.
Yeah.
He's the voice of
Optimus Prime.
There you go.
He's stocky and he has
You've actually seen him before.
I've seen the whole.
He looks nothing like
what he's. Yeah,
that's a very good example of the beauty of voiceover. You can sound like something you look absolutely nothing like. Like Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
the robot that he portrays, big and heroic and Leonide, and you know,
yeah,
the voice suits him.
Yeah,
but when you see him, he's this short, meek looking old man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I saw that. I was taken aback. No, he was a great I think he was. I when I watched Transformers, I did imitations of all of them for weeks.
Come on, just do one. Optimus Prime, just
Optimus Prime is he's way up there though.
Get close to the mic.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think of something you'd say.
Autobots, right. Assemble, some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You defend my family or die.
Die! Look at a movie. Hey, Shola.
Have you done voiceovers for TV games?
I did voiceovers for a TV game, but it never, it fell through the cracks.
Was it a local game?
No. It was an American game.
Shit, for real?
Yeah.
But I asked you how far is your work traveled and you didn't mention America.
Well, let me tell you, because this one I actually had to send in a demo for.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to send in a demo for that one.
All right.
The reason why I didn't list it is because they didn't solicit me. I went and like, yeah, I'd like to try out for this, so I auditioned.
All right.
But it never saw the light of day.
Yeah.
So maybe I should have mentioned it. I just figured people will go online and say, okay, he says he was in this video game. Where is it?
Where is it? Okay, so I want to know, how was it like for you growing up and you wanting to do voice acting at home, especially being an artist or creative person? It's not very welcomed in Setswana home, you know. Yeah, I want to know, how was that experience for you?
Man, that was tough. Like I would, like I said, when I grew up, I was very
chubby.
Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't good for anything. The people I grew up with were
When on OT, ba?
Listen, khatale bal. No, I was just. No, let's support Arahela. Ha, hola, pilwe, ke ba jala dikhana, do voices for them. That was the only time.
Wow, you were the entertainer.
Not a commentator.
Le commenter.
No, but relax, I can lie. Wow.
So I, you know, it gave me opportunity to develop it as I grew older. But then came the time when, because at UB, I graduated from St. Joseph's College, and I went to UB.
Yeah.
I could not do theater.
Yeah.
Because of the household that I come from.
Yeah.
So I picked something more surly and serious. I picked BSc, majoring in math.
Yeah.
At some point, I took a break from school. It was when I was doing voiceover.
Yeah.
And it was kind of slow. And I remember I was at the dinner table with my dad, and he said to me,
I can relate.
So it was tough, but they kind of softened as they saw me get busier and busier with more.
When the money started coming in,
money started coming in, and I started helping a lot more. Like, they realized,
there's something here.
Hey, I guess, yeah. And no, actually, my mother is something of a manager now.
Hey.
If somebody comes to me with a very shady price, I have to talk to my, I call my mother and say, hey, I had a client, he wants me to do this. I'm with all late. Oh, what are you doing? And if it's a price she doesn't like, I tell you, bare ba whenever about to talk and I hella one. Eh, yeah, who's ya? Bare ba about to say.
Wow, she means business.
So, you'd say that at the point whereby, okay, things started getting better for you, that's when they accepted you, and now I'm sure they're proud of you.
Yeah, I. You know, the thing, I think that the thing with being a child in an African household, not just Tswana, is that a lot of the industries that we take interest in are industries that they don't quite understand.
Yes, 100%.
And yeah, they I don't fault them for raising us the way they do. They just don't know any better.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to shoulder the burden of the discouragement, because you're hoping that at some point, after all the resilience, after all the work you've been putting in, you can show them that, hey, listen, this is really, there's something here.
Just like us.
Just, you know.
Raise.
Just tell them, eventually they'll know that, okay, I think my daughter is in the right place. She'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Other than your mom wanting to co-manage, what are the support have they given you?
Just I think it's just them starting to really give me their blessing, really give me their blessing. And I think I've also made things a lot easier for my sister, because I mentioned earlier, I have a younger sister. she decided she was going to do theater. And I think because and she has fought a battle of her own to make them see how important theater is to her. But I think that they have, my experiences have made them aware of the importance of art. And they're more supportive of both of us now than they were.
For you, being a voiceover artist, is there like anything you've had to invest in? Like, have you had to buy certain equipment?
Do
certain training?
Oh my God, yeah. I did. I remember the first paycheck that I got for over 10K, I got myself a little audio box. I did open a little monthly subscription for this one voice artist, Greg Anderson. He's a British voice artist. Mm. Where I took tips, basically sort of training on how to read, how to do readings, and voiceover in general. So yeah, I did.
Okay, so in the bigger picture of growing up in an African home, do you think that Botswana are aware of this craft of voice acting? What's the reaction you get when you tell people, what, I'm a voice actor?
The first question they ask is, King?
What are we dancing?
Yeah. Hey. You see it in family functions.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everybody's mentioning what they do, mm-hmm. what their important professions.
Yeah.
And they understand what they do.
They understand each other. Oh, okay. Then they come to me. Narte for when I know. And I'm like, no, kiki. I do voices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the end of it.
Because they're like, yeah, when I'm offended, why is warringante?
And I think that's the general attitude. I mean, you even see it in banks. They ask you what you do, what's your occupation.
Yeah.
And I tell them, no, I'm a voice artist. I get the same reaction. Lady will be on the computer. Ing? That sort of thing. There's a lot of work, I will admit, that needs to be done in making people aware. I think we need to put out more productions that put voice artists at the fore for them to realize how important it is. Just like we had with Generations and everything, why people understand.
Yeah.
Or when we send one of our own, go South Africa to go star in Generations, is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to put forward more work in voiceover.
All right.
For them to appreciate.
So I want to know, for a kid who's probably watching this and they want to do what you do, what would you say to them? Where can they start? You know, can anyone learn how to do what you do?
Anybody can do what I do. It's all about commitment. It's all about passion. You will be the class clown. You will be the clown in
family functions.
You will be the clown everywhere you go, but you just need to tough it out. You know, the proof is in the pudding. Just put in the work. Eventually, those same people are going to be like, "Wow, I misunderstood you."
Yeah,
you know, just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. So I would say it's commitment, believing in yourself, passion. And try to network is something I also like to say. Try to look. I got to where I am because of Serena.
Yeah.
Because of Serena. Get to make sure people know you do what you do. Somebody's gonna give you your breakthrough at some point. Yeah.
As a voiceover artist in Botswana, do you have a plan B or is it just that?
Because like I said earlier, it's because companies do not want to commit to voices in order to make it sustainable. Mm. It's expedient for anyone who does voiceover to have another facet, another stream of income.
Yeah,
I have a few. One that I mentioned some time ago is writing. I'm also a writer.
Okay.
So I'm also a script writer, and I'm working on a couple other projects as well in that area.
That's dope. Mm. So do you pick up girls with your voice?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question, because every single girl that I've been with,
yeah,
would say that the very first thing they noticed was my voice.
Yeah.
I didn't intentionally...
Your money maker.
I didn't consciously...
You can sense what this voice is the money.
I didn't consciously go up to them and say, "Hey there, lady." They tell me in hindsight, you know, your voice.
Mm. Oh, really?
And it makes sense, because other than that, I don't think I have anything else going for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
I was amazed at the power of a voice. I really was.
Very powerful.
It's very powerful.
What kind of girls do you like?
What kind of girls do I like?
Yeah.
You know, everybody likes a freaky girl.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a freaky girl. Man.
Who knows how to put it down?
Who knows how to show you a good time?
Yeah. You know. Hey, you're speaking my language now.
We still a bitch.
You know. Yeah, but more than that, I also like somebody who's smart, somebody who can engage you, somebody who's emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
Who knows how to.
Isn't Slee Queen.
Not somebody. You just came back home from work. You're tired. Your neck hurts. You're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And you trying to get in a nap, and all she's saying is, "I know, and all you do is work." You know, you need somebody who can engage, who understands you, who knows when you need downtime.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Are you open to CVs?
Am I?
Are you open to CVs?
No, I am. No. I'm currently taken.
Yeah. Hey, niggas, that's why I receive you right now. Niggas, what I tiro ya no nifi.
Yeah, no, I'm currently.
Would you do something edgy like porn? Would you work in porn?
No, no.
Like hentai? No,
I wouldn't work.
Even if the money's good, because porn is like porn is a billion-dollar industry.
Man, I'm scared of my mom too much.
Everybody is.
Nah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Before we wrap it up, I just wanna play one last game.
All right.
The only game for today. Mm. So, I'm gonna say a few names or terms, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And some of them I feel like it's already a giveaway. Andy Serkis.
Planet of the Apes.
Okay. James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. I am your father.
Red Pepper.
Red Pepper.
Yeah, he did movie trailers for Men in Black.
British guy.
The British guy.
I know that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got a cold.
Hey,
yeah, I know him.
Let me tell you an interesting story about him. The way he got into voiceover acting.
Yeah.
Is he used to be a train conductor. And obviously when on the train, people are notified, okay, this is where we're stopping, yada yada and stuff.
Yeah.
And a television executive was on the train.
When he made an announcement.
Yeah. And then when he left the train, they exchanged details, and the rest is history.
What?
He's done work for Steven Spielberg, Jurassic Park.
He's one of those, though, who are bearing the brunt of voiceover now, moving away from movie trailers.
Yeah.
He did movie trailers a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
No, I remember him.
All right. Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. All right.
My name is Morgan Freeman.
Sorry. Shh, everybody quiet. Everybody.
All right.
My name is Morgan Freeman, and I would like you to listen to the sound of my voice, because I won't.
That was so good.
All right, wow. Masisi.
Really, that's what I'm trying.
If I disappear, y'all know this was the last place I was seen publicly.
Nah, but he's too sharp. He's chilled.
SOE.
SOE.
Yeah, state of emergency.
What comes to mind?
Tota, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
How has COVID affected you?
It's affected me quite a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, companies have, like I said, most of my clients are major companies, so they're trying to cut corners and cut costs. And one of the things that they use to explain this away is that, oh, because of COVID, we've been affected. We can't afford things like voiceover. It's a luxury now.
It's a luxury.
Yeah, so they do videos without voiceover. Most, or they go for somebody right off the street, somebody really, really cheap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
SOE. You know, it's funny because I did some BTV ads for the SOE.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for those. I don't want to talk about it.
So you work for the Enin?
No, hang on. I'm with you guys. Listen.
Nah.
Hang on. Tepo.
Hang on.
I did those, and what the reason why I don't want to talk about them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is because I wasn't paid for them.
Hey,
didn't pay you.
No.
Tell them to pay you. Tell them right now.
Screw them.
They used them. But they paid.
Don't you? Did you hear them on
I
BTV?
I did.
Yeah.
Those ones that especially during lockdown.
Yeah, especially during lockdown.
That was you.
It was.
No. I don't ever want to say that lines again.
I wasn't paid.
Tell them to pay you. Tell them on this.
Tell
camera.
Them the camera. Tell them to.
Pay me so I can do those lines for Neighborhood Watch BW.
Yes.
And the whole of Botswana.
And the whole
of
Botswana.
They have to see you.
Ah.
Ha.
All right.
Yeah.
Media in Botswana.
Media in Botswana. Oh, man. I really wish that... I really wish that media in Botswana would be taken more seriously and would stop... Depending on who you know, I wish it was more merit-based.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
All right. So, what do you look forward to in the future?
What do I look forward to in the future?
Yeah, with your work. Could be anything.
It would be nice to, because till date, I have never voiced a cartoon.
Aww. I'm a digital artist and I want to transition into animation, 2D animation.
What?
Yeah, I want to do that.
Like, make my dream come true.
100%. We'll make it work.
Make my dream come true.
Yeah.
I'm tired of, hey, do you need this and this and that?
Hey.
Call blah, 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 blah. I'd like to do a character for once. Yeah.
That would be dope, honestly. That would
really
be so
like
dope.
That.
I think it will come to pass.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap it up, just an appreciation for our sponsors at our venue today. It's called Wing It On. Do you mind like reading out the price list? Just a few, not everything. Like
the other side. Okay.
All
right. So we've got Wing It On.
Yeah.
Wing It On, introducing the Weekend Dozen series. Dozen 12 wings, normal, 75 pula. Or would you like the special wings, 65 pula?
Or maybe you might be interested in the double dozen 24 wings, normal 150 pula, or the special 130 pula. Tell you what, get the quad dozen 48 wings, normal, for 300 pula.
Hey, la visa moderno.
Hey, relax.
Nah, I'm abused.
A more happy one.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Wing it on. Introducing the Weekend Dozen series. Dozen, 12 wings, normal, 75 pula, or the special, 65 pula. The double dozen, 24 wings, normal, 150 pula, or the special, 130 pula. The triple dozen, or what? Let me tell you, what about the quad dozen, 48 wings, normal, 300 pula, special, 260 pula.
And pay me 10,000 pula.
Yeah, man, that's beautiful. Hey, you are talented, man.
Hey, thank you.
Like, not talented. Zahara, you shouldn't say you are talented. You are gifted.
Wow.
Because it's like, it's
from God.
Yeah, it's not, anybody can be talented.
Yeah.
They can go learn how to do that. But when you are gifted, it comes from within.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you are so gifted.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for pulling through, Tefo.
It was a joy. Tefo Mueti. Yeah.
I'm so happy about this episode because you are never going to see anything like this anywhere in Botswana apart from our platform. Yeah. Tell them, where can they reach you if they want to engage with you?
I don't have social media.
Voiceover guy.
I've always been terrible at social media. Unfortunately. You can call me on email.
Email is better.
You can email me at mwetitefom@gmail.com.
mwetitefom@gmail.com.
All small caps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where they can reach you to engage with.
And they should email you banale budget. Basketball email.
Basketball email. I love it. I like to think I've paid my dues. Those days are.
For sure. You're too gifted.
Yeah, like I was saying, I'm so happy that we've got to do this because.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else who's ever interviewed a voiceover artist.
And
for us to be able to do this in our country, I hope that this will open a lot of people's minds. You know? Because I feel like you've provided a lot of insight into what it is you do, and stuff like that. Because I don't know where to go find out what voiceover artists are doing in Botswana. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm really happy about this. I'm so happy that you came.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
We think that. So like for you guys to be given opportunities, you put it out there.
That's true.
Motswana, even Baba Sayiring, people who don't understand what a voiceover artist is, now they would have a just a little bit of what it is and how it works.
100% agree with that. Yeah. Any last words, Nef?
So T4.
Thanks, Nev.
This has been Neighborhood Watch BW, guys, where we go deep into creativity, entertainment, current affairs, and we also have guests over from time to time. Therefore, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Tefo.
Thank you so much.
Do this. Thanks. This is what we do.
Let us initiate you into our.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a W.
Uh-huh. For Neighborhood Watch. The W in Watch. That's what you do. Yeah.
All right.
Neighborhood Watch BW.
Papa. Shush.